Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just in there.
So we will wait for a few minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, he can put it anywhere you want, hopefully.
The mic.
It's not the direction of the mic anyway.
Okay. To work like this, so I will try to get my presentation running. No matter. I don't know. Just try. This normal. But doesn't appear on the screen here. Oh.
Wow. Amazing. It's working.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, you can clip it on somewhere. So, good morning, everyone. Welcome at the kickoff meeting of our latest project. I hope you all have been updated about it. Good. So we will try to structure this meeting with an agenda as presented here. After the opening, we will get acquainted to each other, see what our roles are in this project. So we have been provided with some technical tools to communicate and to learn from each other's plans, as I can say. So we will also try to get acquainted to this tool. So they're also new to me. I don't know whether you worked with them before. Then we will come to the actual project plan. You all know, I hope so. It's about the new remote control we are going to design. Then we will discuss how it should be and what our new product should look like, and then after some 25 minutes, I hope we can end this meeting. So, basically, this is about a new remote control. When you design a new product, you of course want it to be original. We want to be distinguished. Hmm? People want to, when they look at the shelf, want to think, well, that's the product I need. So it needs to be trendy. I mean, trendy is what people want, so then they will buy our product. But then it also should work user-friendly, and otherwise people, it will not be be rated very well in consumer articles and like that. So the general outline of the project will be, we first go through a functional design phase. You all get certain tasks in this phase, and then we will meet again and discuss this functional design, and the same holds for the two phases after this, the conceptual design, and after that a more detailed design in which the final project should get its definite shape. All right, but first we will do some tool training. In all in front of you, you see the notebooks and notebooks, and we have here a whiteboard. And well, it should work. I've read it from my from some colleague that it should work with some kind of toolbar. I didn't find out yet how it worked, but maybe one of you did. So. Yes. Do you have to say something about that? I'm not fully updated about this shared folder.
Yeah, I guess we'll have a shared folder with documents and share.
And yes, well, we will then find out how it works. Yes. Well, this seems to me as some computer program, but I didn't find it yet. So we'll come to that later. So now we will try out the whiteboard we have here. So I would suggest, we should try to draw on it, and then, well, it should be smart some way. I'm not really sure how this works, but.
Okay. Should I start?
Yeah.
Yes, it could be, yeah.
I think for us, it's just like a normal whiteboard, but they'll be recording what we write down.
No, they will record through that, in the sense that they're just going to record the strokes.
But for us, it's just like a normal whiteboard.
Okay.
I can go with the...
You. Doesn't it work? Maybe some. Maybe Anna. Maybe you can start. Then he can maybe find out. Get scored right. So why don't you draw your favorite animal on the whiteboard? Oh, I see. So draw it, we will try to guess what it is.
I'm a very bad drawer. You're not going to be able to guess from my drawing. I'm a bad drawer.
picture, by the way.
There? Close though.
Okay, it's a, like a pet animal. Like a cat. Yeah.
It's like a cat, so I guess it's a cat.
No, not a cat, though.
What is this now?
Especially if you should match four people, you should take it like that.
So, that's the cat.
It's not a cat, it's a dog.
It's a dog?
Yes.
So good, that's also kind of cat, isn't it?
It's got a tail.
Both predators.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
Dogs
so thank you. Did you work out court?
Yeah, I think I will go without. Right.
Okay.
It is still not extend, right? It's not up to that.
So, what ferret characteristics? Dogs are always friendly and loyal and fun.
So. To another scale.
Plus?
Yes, it is.
This is why you're the designer, the Mad Master.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes. Yes, definitely horse. Yes, well, very good.
So, yes, with different colors.
So, I suppose.
With different pen widths, but electronic whiteboard. Is it there between them? So now it's a zebra.
A blue and black zebra.
Yes. You can meet him in Africa, I think. Very good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Very rare blue zebras. Yes.
Hola.
Matthew?
I want to get rid of my wildness.
No need to talk about that.
Okay. Sure. You got that with Wendy, probably. No, it's not for that.
No. I hope you have some space near the horse of Neil.
So what should I draw? He has already taken the cat.
Not a good dog.
I don't know what it means. No.
A mess?
No.
It looks like a cat who has been driven over.
A cat, you know, it's like when it's back,
okay.
You know?
And we should sum up its favorite characteristics, right?
Yeah, some characteristics that it has.
Yes, the moustache.
So,
that's definitely a cat.
And they like to sleep, that's why you said, you know, they are like this.
Oh, well. It is just taking a rest, you know.
It's quite, you know, relaxed situation.
Yeah, quite relaxed way.
Yes.
It puts it like alpha, you know. It may be a good exercise for it, you know.
Yeah, that's okay.
Maybe I should draw a rat, because you're putting a cat.
You have a small leg.
Thank you, Matthew.
Okay. So, let's have a rat here.
Thank you, man.
a rat,
okay.
So, I hope it gets up, huh?
Yes, this is certain, some contribution to our project. So, let's see which animal has not been drawn yet. So you've all drawn land animals, so why not draw an animal from the water?
Okay, in the water.
I don't know what that is.
It's a
bit hard to guess.
Yeah. We did corals, maybe it would help.
Yeah.
Yes.
The cat is going to eat the fish or
with
the
different
So.
Oh, it's a shark.
Oh, yes. Why not? Good idea.
Oh, it's a baby shark. It looks to me. You know, it's going to eat the cat rather than the cat eating the fish.
No. The swordfish?
Why not?
A swordfish. In Australia, right?
Swordfish?
Yeah.
Maybe. Under the same one.
I hope it still works. So
I don't know if we need to spend time on that, actually.
Well, this this tool seems to work.
Yeah.
Let's continue to the real stuff. Our project finance thing. When you are going to design, we must keep in mind that the selling price of the project will be about 25 euros. So when designing a project, I also look at you, Miles. Keep in mind, people want to get the feeling this is a 25 euro project. Yes. Okay. More interesting for our company, of course, profit aim. About 50 million euro, so we have to sell quite a lot of this things. We will try to get at an international market, so it will be, I think, mainly Europe and Northern America, maybe some Asian countries. Also important for us all is the product production cost must be maximal 12 euro and 50 cents.
Part of the selling price, if I
put in. Yes, of course. I mean, we still have to make our profit. Huh?
Of course.
You all have to be paid. Excuse me?
We have to sell at least 4 million to make our own profit.
Very good in mathematics.
Yes, indeed. So, well, I think when we're working on the international market, in principle, it has enough customers. So, when we have a good product, we could meet this aim, I think. So, that's about the finance. And now, just let's have some discussion about what is a good remote control. And well, keep in mind this first point. It has to be original, it has to be trendy, it has to be user friendly. Maybe someone can mention some additional prerequisites for a good remote control.
Of course, it should have an on-off button.
Yes, it should have the expected functionality of a remote control.
Yeah, and it depends what application you're using it for. You might need.
We're thinking television.
We are targeting the television, so you need to call a channel.
Yeah.
You need to browse the channels enough to
Yes, yes. That's very handy. I always miss it, and on some remote controls that you can go channel up or down instead of retyping the number, especially when you have a lot of channels.
And just before starting the detailed discussion, maybe you are the marketing guy?
I'm marketing.
So you are in marketing,
yeah.
And you are in user interface design.
Just
I wanted to be sure. I'm the industrial designer.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I don't know you very well, actually.
I'm not too...
Okay. My application is
And I'm Nana.
I think you know me,
yeah?
Just on your web page, but not face to face. So
are there some other very important things to specify in this first phase of the project? So the browse function that you mentioned.
You need the usual ones, right? The changing the volume, changing the channel, and then today we have the teletext and all those things. Tomorrow you might have some more functions which can come through.
Yes.
Like what? Like internet on the
IPO. Now we are looking for television things or IP, for example. Personal video recorder and all those stuffs are coming up.
But we can't really design for something that hasn't been invented yet.
Well, it's coming up, actually. The personal video recorder and all those things.
Well, I think... you two should, I think this over, especially... What functionality?
Of course, and first, before designing, while thinking about the functionalities, we need to know what are the user requirements.
Yeah.
And then if they need the internet, then we'll be able to propose something with a TV over IP.
But
before.
90% of the time, 99% of the time, people will be using the main functions, the volume, the different channels, so. We can have all the fancy things as well, but the main controls need to be very obvious and very easy to use.
Mm. Keep in mind, it's a €25 unit, so the very fancy stuff, we can leave it out, I think. So €25, you expect a quite, well, normal, but good functioning, user-friendly remote control.
Oh, in that case, we can always put up with the... someone who is providing that, and you sell that product as well as your product with them, you know.
So try get the TV made.
You want to design a new one.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Yeah, I understand. So you need some numbering buttons, some teletext things, and then...
the main...
Yes, but about the buttons that will be on it, I think we can discuss that in the next meeting.
Yeah.
I would like to get this wrapped up and go to an end of this meeting.
Okay.
So.
Okay, we are on it.
So you know now the basic things.
Yeah.
And. Well, just for the next meeting. You will work on a design, keep it general. I mean, so we will be still flexible with maybe adding some functions.
Mm-hmm.
So you will be working on technical function design. So
sure.
And when you and think about requirements. Does it need internet, or do we stay at basic television interface? So, I think we should now all go work at this, and you will be informed via email and other kind of communication.
Okay.
So next meeting will be in 30 minutes. Keep it in mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.